joining me in the studio, Wikus Afana-Rensburg. He's a business development consultant at News Clip. A very, very good morning. I'm sorry you had to witness some of Zanati's poor behavior. I apologize on behalf of Haifan.
Good morning. No problem.
Okay, fine. They've been still being very polite tonight. Have
yeah,
you noticed
I can
that?
See.
We'll give it 5 minutes in and we'll see exactly how that goes. Alright, so Wikus, some of us grew up absolutely loving radio. Others just had radio as part of the background noise or a soundtrack really to our lives, because I think that's what radio is. Mm-hmm. In the age of the internet and the Instagrams and PDAs and stuff, does radio, I mean, it's quite ironic me asking the question because it's what I do this every single day, but does radio still have relevance?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, radio is, contrary to popular belief, video didn't kill the radio star. Mm. Radio.
We'll write that down for Throwback Thursday. Yeah.
Radio still has its place. It's not a case of, you know, it's not like vinyl moving over to CD to MP3. Mm. Mm. Radio, along with any other platform, print, online, social, right, all of those still have their space in an omni-channel strat.
Right. Ooh. Let's explain that. An omni-channel strat.
Yes. So an omni-channel strategy is basically something that any brand needs to look at. Mm-hmm. You would incorporate multiple touch points. Mm-hmm. Let's use an example. So if you're moving into a specific shop, for instance, and there you have the ads in front of you, mm-hmm, and you have the radio playing in the specific shop. You also have the app. All of those are different touch points and you call them the omni-channel. So,
right, so in other words, everything, your whole strategy is working at the same,
correct,
delivering the same message along different platforms.
Correct.
That's effectively what you're saying. And radio,
yes,
is an important part of that platform.
It is. It plays its part. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So how does this effectively, how does this help brands? You know, in other words, I want to get my message out there. I've got a certain budget. It's a very real factor and I need to now deploy various types I need to put my money where I'm going to reach its market. Mm-hmm. Today I've noticed, and I don't think it works, is that some certain organizations come and say, you know what, I might as well just put it into Facebook advertising because, you know, I can reach 3,000 billion trillion people in China. Okay, even though I'm only really selling in the northern suburbs of Johannesburg, but that's not the point. I know you can target it. But there's this, it's almost tempting to go only a social media route because it's much cheaper in terms of advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's exactly what you just said. I mean, with radio, you can actually target your audience. So community radio, national radio, whichever way, you can still have that targeted audience. So it's important to incorporate that. And it's not always a case of you having to pay for it or to have solicited. It could also be unsolicited content. So it's important for you to actually use the presenters, use the people on the other side of the radio as the influencers, and then incorporate that into your strategy.
Right. Absolutely. I'd love your thoughts. 345-190 or 061-895-1019. I am chatting to Wikus van Rensburg. He is a business development consultant at News Clip. And it is radio day today. I told you about that a little bit earlier. We're talking about the value that radio offers brands. I would imagine, and I'm going to pose the question to you, and then we're going to go to traffic where we need to take a break and help people actually get to work. I would imagine that one of the other advantages of radio is it's as active or passive as you want to make it. In other words, you could be driving in your car, and I've noticed that about myself, and you're just hearing nice music and you're hearing people chat, and it's very, very easy. On the other hand, it can also be quite engaging. You can do whatever you want, but you don't have to do anything active in order to engage on radio. It all comes to you. I'd like your thoughts on that just after we take a look at what's happening on our highways. Time is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. It is no safe space, and you certainly don't have to be Jewish. I'm chatting to Wikus van Rensburg. He's a business development consultant at News Clip. Unsigned, Wikus says you can target, if you know how, target your audience on social media and Google with radio. Is it possible to actually track the analytics as like you can with digital?
Of course, of course. I mean, that's what we do. We monitor the media. We track those mentions. We
right.
give you those mentions back. So yes, that's the core business.
Right. So in fact, so, but it's obviously not as simple as digital, because with digital, you know, there's a there's a clear online, trail, I guess.
Yes, yes. But I mean, with News Clip especially, we have a factory. We have wonderful people listening.
So tell us about News Clip.
Okay, perfect. So we're a media monitoring company.
Okay.
And what we do is we monitor the media. So
right.
we have a factory, and these people actually sit and they listen to the radio and they watch TV, and we have callers.
Oh, my word. I think everyone's going to want to come and work there.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah.
And okay, but hold on. Do you have to watch SABC as well?
Yes. Yes.
What? What, Tanati?
Yeah, your face.
No, because, yeah, like who gets to watch, you know, who gets to watch, have to watch, who has to watch the Parliament Channel? You know, it's only really during Sana that you want to watch it. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
Yes. So what we then do is we obviously put that all into a database. Mm-hmm. And then every time you mentioned, we can notify you of that. We track it. We give you all of that info.
Mm.
So radio, broadcast, print, TV, adverts, broadcast. Yeah. Yeah. They're all there. It's very easy to monitor.
So you can track it. And have we seen a change in effectiveness of radio ads? In other words, there used to be much more limited type of approach. You had printed sort of brochures, you had newspaper or magazine, you had radio, and you had TV. Now you've got all of these other angles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that radio advertising works still, and so long as it works with everything else? You know, what is the effectiveness of radio advertising?
So specific to radio advertising, I mean, you guys have the fact that you can have something on repetition. So it's not just phoning in and putting your brand message out there,
right.
but it's also something that's on repeat. So it keeps on being
So you
repeated.
Get that message over
yes,
and
yes.
over again.
So no matter whether it's the draft time show or lunch or anything like that, that advert is repeated. So if someone misses it in the morning, they can hear
right,
it again
so
in the afternoon.
Advantage.
Yeah, that's definitely
and it's not, and it's, and in some ways it's passive, that it just comes to you.
That's all, yes.
It pass, you know, you hear it, whether you want to take notice of it or not, and then you carry on with the
exactly.
rest of or whatever you're doing.
That along with the fact that you guys, again, you influencers, I mean, you change the opinion or you influence the opinion.
No, I definitely don't. I try. I can tell you that every day I try and change opinions. Zanati, do you think I've ever succeeded? Not really.
No, you haven't.
Well, whether the sentiment's positive or negative, it's still an opinion.
Right. Yes. Right. I get that. I do get that. But yeah, so I guess that's the other aspect, is that an advert played, for example, on my show would be associated with me. So if somebody is listening to my show and does – in the highly unlikely event, have a positive view of me, well, I would hope because they're listening in some way, because they're listening to
exactly,
my show.
Exactly.
Therefore, that brand becomes associated with my discussion of whatever it
correct,
could be.
Correct. And I mean, that, like I said, that would then influence the opinion.
You know, the problem with this, I think, but tomorrow we're going to have no advertisers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think this might not. No, I'm being facetious. I happen to think it's a very, very powerful. It is a very, very powerful tool.
The other thing you also do is, on a more active level, is you actually create a platform for engagement. So you have people phoning in.
Right.
They again share their opinion with thousands of listeners.
Right.
And that also gives the brands insight into the consumers' wants and needs.
Absolutely fascinating. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I'd love your thoughts on radio advertising and in general. You know, I love adverts, and I love the creativity that surrounds them. What do you think of advertising on radio? Do you think that it is still a powerful method of communication? Time is 7:25. I'm Howard Veldman. The question that we were talking about before is really the ability to track the success of radio advertising versus digital. Cindy, your thoughts on this?
Yes, so actually, in terms of tracking radio broadcast and print versus digital, specifically social media.
Mm-hmm.
So social media is actually a lot more difficult to track because platforms such as Facebook and Instagram have a lot of restrictions on the amount of data that we're allowed to get from them. So in terms of accuracy and the amount of insights you can get without having permission from a user to access that data, it's actually quite limited. Whereas comparatively, you can get a lot more insights and a lot more metadata from something like broadcast or print.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because our assumption is because it's digital, well, you know, that you can obviously just get the data, but that depends if somebody wants to share it with you.
Exactly. And privacy is a huge thing on social media. So platforms need to protect their users against other people having their information. And that's why that stands.
Right, absolutely. All right, so if somebody's interested, how do we get hold of Newsclip?
Well, the easiest thing is to go onto our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.newsclip.co.za. All of our social links are also on there. Or they can just give us a call. Our number is 010-020-5250.
010-020-5250, I like that.
Yeah, easy.
And website again?
www.newsclip.co.za.
That's brilliant. And you do all this data collecting, you give feedback in terms of the
brand
success
tracking,
of brand tracking
and media intelligence.
So your customers will basically sit on both sides of the advertisers, these people, the platforms as well as the advertisers.
Yes. And you're talking about adverts, but it's also a PR perspective.
Of course.
I mean, in the news, anything like that.
Well, yeah, the advert is just one part of a digital or a strategy.
Exactly.
Really. Absolutely fantastic. Really, really fascinating. Thank you for taking the time to come in to studios. That's Vikas van Rensburg, business development consultant at Newsclip. Greatly
thank you for
appreciate
having us.
It.
And happy World Radio Day.
Yes, thank you very, very much. Zanati, do you think people are going to send us things? Because it is World Radio Day.
But it is Whiny Wednesday as well. So.
It is Whiny Wednesday, yeah. So that generally makes it a little bit of a problem. 7:29.